Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump is making an election year proposal to lower insulin costs for diabetic seniors. Trump says the plan would cap the price of insulin at $35 per month starting next year.
We have reached a breakthrough agreement to dramatically slash the out-of-pocket cost of insulin. You know what's happened to insulin over the years, right? Through the roof. Insulin. So many people. So necessary.
The insulin benefit will be voluntary, and those interested in the option must pick an insurance plan that offers it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, is calling for lowering costs for the most expensive drugs, including insulin, along with vision, dental, and hearing coverage for seniors. President Trump is giving North Carolina's governor until next week to agree to hold an in-person Republican National Convention in Charlotte in August. After that, Trump says arrangements should be made to hold the event in another state. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, Florida's governor is among Republican leaders offering to host the GOP convention.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he is open to his state hosting the Republican convention if the president decides to move the event.
Obviously, Miami could do it. Orlando could do it. Tampa could do it. Jacksonville could do it.
But Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber tells NPR that the prospect of committing to host a full convention in his city could be too dangerous.
I don't know how you commit today to doing something in 2 months where you don't know what the situation is going to be and you don't know whether or not you're going to need to have proper social distancing.
The Republican National Convention is currently set for late August in Charlotte, North Carolina. Elena Moore, NPR News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there are limits to the amount of federal aid that can be used to help Americans cope with losses due to COVID-19. McConnell says that Congress needs to ensure that there's enough unemployment insurance funding available to help the millions of people who've been thrown out of work. Tonight in Minneapolis, protesters gathered on the street corner where a black man died in police custody. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, four officers have been fired over Monday's incident.
On video recorded by a witness, a white officer is seen pressing his left knee into George Floyd's neck for several minutes. Floyd is heard pleading with the officers before losing consciousness. At a news conference with civil rights leaders, Minneapolis Police Chief Madera Arredondo announced his decision to fire the four officers.
Public trust continues, and it must be the cornerstone of how the Minneapolis Police Department is going to build that trust and change our culture.
When asked if the officers should be charged criminally, Mayor Jacob Frey said, quote, "I'm going to insist on justice for George Floyd." For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Wall Street stocks closed higher with the Dow Jones Industrials jumping 529 points. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Montana has dealt a setback to the Trump administration's efforts to increase domestic oil and gas exploration on federal lands. U.S. District Court Judge Brian Moore says administration officials issued leases on hundreds of thousands of acres without first protecting the habitat for greater sage grouse, a declining bird species. A federal appeals court is siding with California cities and counties that are seeking damages for the impact of climate change. Chevron and other defendants in the lawsuit want to move the case to federal court, but the Ninth Circuit says that the matter belongs before state courts. Same-sex marriages are now legal in Costa Rica. In Paris, Carrie Kahn reports on the first such union held once the law there took effect.
The first same-sex wedding between two women was broadcast over the internet. The COVID-19 pandemic has tamped down many of the planned celebrations, forcing most ceremonies inside and performed by mask-wearing officiants. Costa Rica's Supreme Court had ruled the ban illegal back in August of 2018, but gave lawmakers 18 months to lift it. They didn't, but now the prohibition is lifted automatically. Same-sex marriage was a major issue in the election of President Carlos Alvarado, who soundly defeated an evangelical candidate campaigning against it. Costa Rica is the sixth country in Latin America to legalize these unions. Ecuador's high court also ruled that a ban was unconstitutional. Same-sex marriage is allowed in some states in Mexico. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
And I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support.